How long have we been going out together, you and me? How long have we been doing this? Got to be 20 years, 22 years. 85, yeah, any advance on 85? 84 with a bunny man, maybe? 85 at the old 930 club with that shitty little alley behind it where John Wilkes Booth ran out the back of the Ford Theatre and tripped over the rats on the where Black Flag were loading out. That's how he broke his leg. That's the story they told me. It's been a while, kids. Some of us weren't even born. But here we are after all this time. And you know, you've been so kind to me all the time. You've been so good coming out to see me, and you've listened to me rattle on about medieval English history, and you know, you've sort of never ever made me talk about Lord of the Rings or Star Wars. You've been so kind, and you've listened to me sort of walk you through these dismal relationships I used to have with women before I met the love of my life and all that kind of stuff. And what have I never ever done? I've never ever written you a song, have I? I've never really written a song for you. Well, I have now, babies. I have now. I've written a song for you, and it's particularly for you Americans, because you know, you are catching some massive shit at the moment. You probably know this already. I don't have to tell you, particularly in this town. I don't have to tell you. And the problem is that the rest of the world are mistaking the crimes and misdemeanors of the Bush administration for the will of the American people. And it's a real shame. It's a real shame. It's a real shame. The problem is, my compatriots, with their knee-jerk anti-Americanism, they don't have the opportunity to come to the United States of America, to travel around, to meet people as I do before and after the gig, who tell me about stuff that's going on, to go to towns where activism is to the fore. I mean, it is changing. I tell you what, I've seen, I know this sounds weird, but I've seen more Prius little, you know, cars, seriously, let me tell you, here in America than I've seen in England. Things are changing. Things are moving positively. And I'm encouraged. I'm greatly encouraged, because I remember the sort of numbers that Reagan was getting in the 1980s for his landslide victories, and George Bush is getting nothing near that. Yeah. My hunch is that you people haven't yet decided what America is going to be like in the 21st century. And I'm encouraged. Now, it may take a couple of elections to decide that, and it may be tough. But if those sort of extremist evangelicals, and I say extremists because I met some Christian activists up in Boston who've been out in Iraq working with Iraqis, like Norman Kimber, the Englishman who was recently freed, who were good, positive, active, compassionate Christians. But those nutcase evangelicals, if they want to push the issue on abortion rights, I tell you what, considering the number of women who don't bother to vote in the United States of America, if they can be mobilized, if those women can be mobilized for choice, then I think, you know, the Republicans will be on the run. So let's have that fight. Let's take them on. Let's tell them this is the 21st century, not the 17th century. So, you know, it's a problem, because what we see at home is the high level arsehole stuff. You know, we see O'Reilly and we see Fox News because Murdoch brings it in. We've got to find a way to articulate that other America, that positive America, that compassionate America. I was talking to a mate of mine who lives in Vermont, who started a lo-fi radio station, and he's part of a cooperative, and when a new radio station starts up in a town, they do something what they call barn raising. They all go down there for a week, and they help set up the station and do all the technology stuff. And that barn raising idea, which I'm sure you know, you've seen Oklahoma, it's an old tradition here. It's an old tradition. It's, you know, barn raising is kind of American socialism. And I think it's a very, very positive thing. And if we can get in touch with that again, because we need an America that has a will to do good in the world. You know why? Because you're the only people who've got the logistics to do shit anymore, you know? None of the rest of us are building aircraft carriers, you know? We're all trying to win the World Cup. If you guys could fill your aircraft carriers with good people, with good ideas, who want to come out and irrigate the desert, who want to come out and get rid of children dying of diarrhea and want to get rid of that in the world, pink, paint them pink, whatever you like. But that will, you're the only people who left who've got that frontier spirit. You really are, and we need that in the world. We need that in the world. So I want to sing this song for you. Thank you very much for coming out to see me tonight. I've had a great time here in Berkeley. I'm sure we'll see you.